I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following is paid programming.
Welcome to Medical Radio Buffalo, the informative radio program showcasing the world-class medical community of Western New York. Each week, we will talk with medical experts that are leaders in their field. They will share with us their knowledge, their passion, and many of the medical and scientific breakthroughs that are being made in healthcare today. And now, here is your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino. This is now Medical Radio Buffalo, an informative radio program showcasing the world-class medical community of Western New York. If you'd like to know more about our show, medicalradiobuffalo.com. And we'd love if you liked us on Facebook. And you're probably going to be looking for my next guest after this interview because it'll be very important, especially if you suffer from something that might cause you what they call TMD pain. We'll get to that in a second. Dr. Richard Orbach is my guest. He is from the UB School of Dental Medicine, a big school, a busy school. Doctor, welcome. I know you're busy in so many different things. Let's talk about pain. And I think a lot of people seek you out because they're having pain. This pain, TMD, means what?
Well, TMD stands for temporomandibular disorders. Mm-hmm. And it's a name for a number of different disorders. They affect about 10% of the population at any given time. The annual incidence is around 4%, so it's pretty common.
Mm-hmm. Is this like TMJ?
And TMJ was the name that was given to it a long time ago when people thought it was just the joint that was the problem. But over the years, what we've learned is that pain is really the major factor that drives most people to seek care, and which has really been the complicating factor for how do you treat it?
Well, that's a good question, because it's not necessarily your teeth, is it?
Not at all.
And here you are a dentist, so it's like, how do you treat this then?
Well, so I got into this because I started out as a dentist, and I became interested in pain as a phenomenon. And the jaw is a really interesting place to think about these kinds of problems. Jaw pain shares a lot with headache and with back pain. So within the dental profession, we find ourselves really straddling an area between traditional dentistry and medicine.
So when we're thinking about jaw pain, where is the pain coming from?
Largely the muscles and around the joint.
So as people are actually opening and closing their mouth, some are experiencing pain.
Yes, and that is one of the defining characteristics.
When does this normally start in people?
Oh, for a lot of people, it starts in adolescent years. However, our recent research demonstrates that actually the onset increases as we get older, at least up and through the mid-40s.
Well, you're studying this, so this tells me that there's a lot of people who have this.
About 10% of the population, so 1 out of 10 people.
So how? What do we do to treat it? And is there a good treatment for this?
That's been a very complicated area. The difficulties in the research are defining who is a case, who actually has the disorder, and then looking at the different kinds of treatments. A lot of them have been very much focused on trying to correct something with the muscles, assuming that the muscles are broken in some way. And yet what continues to emerge, and what is, I think, the next wave, is to really look at basic self-care. You know, the things that we do that aggravate the tissues, you know, taking care of ourselves in terms of using hot and cold. I mean, these are simple ideas.
Yeah.
But yet, when used appropriately and in combination, have a tremendous amount of benefit therapeutically. But that hasn't really been tested yet.
So we're at the beginning of this, kind of.
So we are.
I'm speaking with Dr. Richard Orbach this morning. He is with the UB School of Dental Medicine, and we're talking about kind of one of his specialties, TMD pain, which has been called TMJ in the past. But we're thinking about the kind of pain that would lead someone to you. And you had mentioned neck pain and also migraine could come from something like this.
Well, that's where it gets complicated. Our most recent research demonstrates that, interestingly, and we were surprised by this, that migraine in individuals without TMD pain is a really potent trigger for people to subsequently develop TMD pain. We thought it would be tension-type headache, but it's not. It's really more of the migraine type headache, and we don't know why yet.
Yeah.
But it certainly fits in perfectly with the clinical trial that we're currently doing, which uses a drug that's been classically used for treating migraine, in which in a small study before the current one was shown to be effective for TMD pain. And so it's interesting how these things are coming together.
How long has this study been going on?
In Buffalo, about a year. Uh-huh. We came in later in terms of the multi-center trial.
Well, let me ask this, because sometimes when we talk to doctors on AM Buffalo about doing trials, they're looking for patients. Are you looking for people to be a part of this?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, you are? You know, okay.
Part of the success of studies like this is that they recruit broadly from the community so that the findings represent the community
right.
at large.
So if we have someone who's listening to us, and we hope a lot of people are, if you have suffered from TMJ or you do, they may want to contact you. How might they do that?
I have a very good research group, and our phone number is 716-829-2984.
2984. Okay, fantastic. And then hopefully you can see them, and they can be a part of the research group to see what we can learn from this. You were talking about using a safe drug for something like this for pain. Can we talk more about that?
Well, the drug that we're currently using is called propranolol. It goes by a number of other names, you know, marketed by the pharmaceutical companies. But it's been around for a very long time. It blocks, it's considered a beta blocker.
Mm-hmm.
So it blocks the receptors for the neurochemicals that are part of our sympathetic nervous system, you know, the fight or flight, mm-hmm. the fight or flight response.
Okay. And how is that administered?
It's an oral. It's by tablet.
Mm-hmm. And people are responding well with that?
Well, we don't really know because this is a double-blind trial.
Ah, I see.
So some people get the drug, some people get placebo, and of course we don't know what the code is yet because the study is still ongoing.
But the drug is helping people with their pain, but it doesn't fix the problem, why they're getting the pain.
Well, that's one of the interesting things, and that is that a lot of our research is now focused on how the brain, when pain has become chronic, becomes dysregulated.
Uh-huh.
And one of the keys at this point in terms of treatment is, well, what are the magic things? I say magic just because pain is such a mystery.
Yes.
What are the magic things that we can do clinically to help change what the brain is doing so that it starts to process these signals from the body in a more adaptive way rather than in a way that contributes to the persistence of pain?
I think it's just fascinating that you're working with this over at the UB School of Dental Medicine. I don't think a lot of people will relate dentistry with TMJ or TMD pain, you know? They would think, man, I just have to speak to a head, neck, you know, throat guy or whatever. But no, you're actually working on this over there. I think that's great. Because we don't really have a treatment for this, a uniform treatment. And that's, I think, what you're working to find.
Well, we're trying to help standardize mm-hmm. what are the appropriate treatment paths so that people can benefit and avoid the complications that have come from a lot of well-intended but unfortunately not very effective treatments for pain disorders.
Do we have any idea how many people suffer from this, like let's just say in our country?
Well, it'll be about 10% of the population
really?
At any given time.
Wow. And does it ever, is it genetic? Does it get passed on anything any way like that?
Twin studies have looked at this,
uh-huh.
and while there's some evidence for comorbidity, you know, within twin pairs, the genetics on this overall are fairly weak. It seems that it's more behavioral factors, psychosocial factors, stress factors that are the primary triggers for who develops these problems at some point in their life.
It sounds like, you know, you're describing someone who would clench their teeth because they've got stress and all this other, you know, all this going for them.
That's exactly one of the major models that's been around actually for 50 years now.
That's interesting. Well, this is interesting that you're researching this, and we're talking with Dr. Richard Orbach this morning over at the UB School of Dental Medicine, and basically he's working with a research team into what initially causes TMD pain, or TMJ as you have known it in the past, and what contributes to all of this. And we've talking about the psychological, what are the psychological aspects then of this that you're studying?
Well, we're trying to study a little bit of everything. In what we call the psychological domain, which is a very kind of broad spectrum, you know, what we find is that depressed mood, anxiety, tension states, lots of life experience with stress, negative mood states are all extremely strong in determining who's going to develop TMD and then who, what's going to contribute to people once they develop TMD to continue to have this pain over time. Because one of the hallmarks of these types of disorders is that initial episodes are often followed by recurrent episodes for many, many years, often many, many decades.
Well, if somebody is having this, where is their pain?
Typically, people will describe it in the side of the face or in directly in front of the ear are probably the two most common locations. Sometimes the pain is perceived in the ear.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the frequent sources of referrals clinically are from ENT docs because the pain will initially present itself as in the ear. And then sometimes it also will present in the teeth because if it's in either case, in the ear or especially in the teeth, is really a referred pain where a person perceives the pain in one body part
that's
actually being caused by something going on in a related body part.
And do we ever see tooth problems because of this? Do people grind or anything like this that you might see and say, oh, link it back to that?
Well, sometimes grinding and clenching can be so intense that it can cause cracked teeth,
mm-hmm.
certainly cause worn teeth and sensitive teeth, but typically that pain is a very different kind of pain than pain that occurs in the muscles and the joints.
How long have you been studying this now?
30 years.
30 years, that's all. Well, let me tell everybody, there is some research going on. Before we run out of time, Dr. Orbach, I would like for you to once again give that phone number. If people have this and they would like to perhaps take part in the study so more people can learn about it, how might they get in touch with you?
Well, our research group is located at the dental school, and the telephone number is 716-829-2984.
Mm-hmm. And what might be involved as far as their part for the study?
Following telephone contact, a pre-screening to find out about eligibility, and then if a person is eligible, then we schedule for a clinical visit. And then after that, if they're accepted into the study, about another 5 visits with us over a period of about 3 months.
And does it pretty much run the age gamut? Doesn't, you know, there's no specific type of person that this affects? More men, more women?
In terms of chronic pain, definitely more women.
Really?
Probably about 2 to 1 in the population.
It's always women. We get the worst of it.
You do.
Well, Dr. Orbach, this has been very interesting, I must say. Over at the UB School of Dental Medicine, of all the other things they're doing, they're also studying this, what causes TMD pain, and Dr. Richard Orbach is your man. So we want to thank you once again, and remind everybody that this is Medical Radio Buffalo. We're so happy to be with you every Sunday morning, an informative radio program showcasing the world-class medical community of Western New York. I'm Linda Pellegrino. Wake up to health Sunday mornings at 6:30 with me every Sunday.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hospice Buffalo is here. No matter what your diagnosis or their prognosis, whether improving their comfort or your confidence, while providing for their medical care or your emotional health, Hospice Buffalo is here to comfort, to guide, and to support. Because we're more than end-of-life care. We're quality of life care. Call Hospice Buffalo to get the help you need. Our collaborative team of experts is here for you and your family through any long-term or life-limiting illness. Whether you're the patient concerned for those who support you or the caregiver who is always there, Hospice is here to do more, to listen more, and to be more so that you can worry less. Don't wait for answers. Call 686-8000 or visit hospicebuffalo.com. Hospice Buffalo, Care for them. Comfort for you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino. You are listening to Medical Radio Buffalo, heard Sunday mornings right here on WBEN News Radio 930. We learn a lot together, don't we? So wake up to health Sunday mornings at 6:30 right now with me, Linda Pellegrino, your host. You're going to learn a lot about what causes TMD pain, okay? That's that pain in your jaw, previously known as TMJ. Well, Dr. Richard Orbach is with us. He has been studying this for years at the UB School of Dental Medicine. This is just one thing that they're doing research on. So good morning. It's nice to have you here.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Doctor, you have been studying this for a long time. And the first thing I want to talk about is the fact that this is something that's real, because I would imagine it can be vague for people to say, what are you talking about, pain in the jaw?
It is. And in fact, stigma is one of the major issues mm-hmm. with these kinds of pain disorders, where a person has pain and there's nothing obviously wrong. The person looks normal. Mm-hmm. There's no clinical test. You know, there's no imaging. There's no blood test that identifies the source of the problem. So it comes back to understanding the nature of pain itself and clinical exams that help to localize the sources of where the pain is coming from.
Does that pain start first thing in the morning for people, or does it kind of wear on them as the day, you know, moves on?
Both patterns occur.
Really?
For some folks, they'll have it only in the mornings, and then it's gone the rest of the day. Other folks, it'll only develop as the day gets on and get worse by bedtime. And then there are the folks who have both patterns.
I think it's interesting that the UB School of Dental Medicine is looking into this when it's not necessarily a tooth problem.
Not at all.
Yeah. But it's a pain problem.
But it's a pain problem that affects the muscles that move the jaw
right.
and the jaw joints.
And you had said that this is pretty much a pain, if you're wondering where this is, can be thought of right in front of the ear?
Mm-hmm. Yes, in front of the ear mm-hmm. and then down into the cheek area just in front of that.
So what might be causing that pain for some people? Is it muscular pain?
It's, for the vast majority, it is definitely muscular pain. Mm-hmm. Probably 10 to 20% of people with this type of pain will also have involvement of the joints, pain, mm-hmm. pain located there as well. The most common belief at the moment is that overuse of the muscles is the primary trigger for developing this initially, and then certainly contributing to the pain continuing to persist for long periods of time, years, decades.
We're not talking about somebody who talks a lot. We're talking about something like an unconscious over movement or over stimulation.
It's overuse of the muscles, yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
So, that's, you know, the various kinds of behaviors that people might do with mm-hmm. the jaw will contribute to this.
So perhaps what we might learn in the research is that there might be different patterns that we have to reteach ourselves to not aggravate those muscles.
And to use them more effectively. Mm-hmm. You know, a simple example is someone may develop a tooth problem.
Yeah.
They may start chewing on one side to compensate for the tooth problem. And then that prolonged chewing on one side will now lead to an imbalance in how the muscles are being used, with one side being strained.
Mm.
And then, you know, add maybe some life events of stress on top of that.
Right.
And then suddenly it becomes a disorder.
Wow, this is interesting. Dr. Richard Orbach over at the UB School of Dental Medicine is our guest this morning. And doctor, I know that there's research going on. If we have someone who's listening this morning and they would like to get in touch, maybe to even get involved in the research, how might they contact you?
Well, our research group is based at the dental school, and our telephone number is 716-829-2984.
All right. This is a Medical Radio Buffalo, everybody. Please like us on Facebook. You can also go to medicalradiobuffalo.com and learn more about our guest today, Dr. Richard Orbach. And we're talking about something that, how many people would you say this affects in the U.S.?
Multiple studies show about 10%
and
of the adult population.
And is there a certain age where people start to complain about this?
Starts in probably the mid-teen years,
really?
But becomes much more common, I think, in the late teens and then up through the mid-40s.
So, doctor, how are people treating this themselves if they don't go to a doctor for it?
A lot of folks just kind of manage it. They use various kinds of coping skills to try to minimize the impact of the pain because lots of people want to be highly functional.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the interesting paradoxes about pain right. is we have the ability to, you know, with our coping, to basically tell our brains to ignore the pain
right.
and so that we can get on with things. But over a period of time, that coping style starts to become not so useful.
I'm starting to see the little window now of why this is so complicated, because it's brain, it's nerve endings, it's muscles. This is complicated.
And it's
not just one little thing.
And it's intentional behavior.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on here.
There is a lot.
I know there's medications that you're looking into.
Yes, we're currently doing a study that involves a common medication that's used to treat hypertension and migraine headache. And this study emerged out of some early observations that a particular type of receptor in the brain is very useful target for this type of drug treatment, and the drug is a very has an extensive track record of clinical safety, but we're particularly interested in how the drug interacts with the particular genes that a person may have that make some people more receptive or less receptive to the effects of this particular drug.
You mentioned also migraine, so I see there's a connection here possibly.
Yes, migraine headache has been known for years to be commonly associated with TMD. One question has been, well, which causes which? Does the migraine come first and then the TMD pain, or the reverse? And, and our most recent research demonstrates that certainly of the types of headaches, migraine headache contributes substantially, much more than what we expected to find, you know, in the way of tension type headache, that migraine is a much more common type of headache leading into the initial development in one's life, you know, of TMD pain.
Dr. Auerbach, where does all this this learning go when we're finally done with the research? How does this add to the body of knowledge that we need to be able to effectively combat something like TMD pain?
Well, the obvious path is, of course, journal publications. But the I think the more useful path then is what we build on from the journal publications at scientific meetings. I was recently in Sweden and in Portugal on two separate trips lecturing to different groups, basically taking our findings to other practitioners and other training programs where they then start to build on these ideas and incorporate them.
And that's excellent because we don't really have a standard treatment right now because it is kind of a complex thing.
TMD is a very complex pain problem, and to date, there is no identified treatment that has shown consistent effectiveness.
Let's talk about the self-care part of patient heal thyself.
Yes, very much, patient heal thyself. There's a lot that can be done with self-care, and for many years it was thought to just be palliative only, but self-care actually involves intentional behavior. When we take care of ourselves, we're making a statement. You know, we're making ourselves come first.
That's right.
And sometimes that's very difficult in a very busy lifestyle. And yet the busy lifestyle is one of the things that often will contribute to pain continuing to persist over time. So simple self-care kinds of approaches have both a local target, you know, the use of, of ice, for example, on painful muscles. And yet there's also the intentional behavioral side of this, of making oneself a priority and doing stuff.
What's the most surprising thing you have found in your research so far about TMD pain?
That it is so incredibly complex. So many different factors contribute. Our large research group, you know, identifying, you know, genetic, psychological factors, stuff related to how the brain manages pain itself, and lots of different factors associated with the jaw itself, all contribute in largely equal measure. Nothing really stands out. It's a huge systems problem.
And as we said right at the top of this interview, it's real. So if you have been, you know somebody with it, don't poo-poo it. This is serious stuff. You are conducting research. Let's give that a phone number out one more time for people who might want to get in touch with you.
Oh, sure. It's 716-829-2984.
2984. Once again, that number, everybody, is 829-2984. And again, the study, they'll get in touch. Someone will be in touch with them by phone. And then from that point on, there may be a few visits involved.
There's a total of 6 visits involved in our current research study over a period of about 3 months.
And it looks like you may be studying this for quite a while longer.
Yes, we're hoping to.
Yeah. Dr. Auerbach, this has been fascinating. We've been talking about what causes TMD, what causes TMJ pain. So Dr. Richard Auerbach is our guest from the UB School of Dental Medicine. One more time to get in touch with him, 829-2984. I'm Linda Pellegrino. You're listening to Medical Radio Buffalo.
Well, there you have it, another great episode of Medical Radio Buffalo. Thanks for listening to the local radio program that showcases the world-class medical community of Western New York. Each week, we are working hard to meet with local medical experts to deliver vital information relevant to your health. If you appreciate what we are doing, have some suggestions for change, or would like to participate on the show, contact us on our website, medicalradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino every Sunday morning at Wake Up to Health at 6:30 for Medical Radio Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.